seventh mission of the first pack of Kiddushin. Kol mitzvahs haben ala av noshim chayovim noshim turas. Any mitzvahs that the father is required to do for his son, then it's a chiyuv for the father, not the mother. This includes giving a bris milah, picking a ben, if he's a bechor, to teach him Torah, to teach him a trade, to marry him off, to teach him how to swim. It's a chiyuv of the father, not the chiyuv of the mother. It's a chiyuvim that the son has to do for his father, which is kibud av v'aim, echad noshim echad noshim chayovim. Then both daughters and sons have mechuyim and kibud av v'aim. Kama says she's man grama. The mitzvah that say which is a time bound mitzvah. Anoshim chayim anoshim turas. Then it's a chiyuv only for the men, not for the women. Kama says she lo is man grama. If it is not a time bound mitzvah, then echad noshim noshim chayovim. Then both men and women are chayim. Except for Talmud Torah. Kol mitzvahs lo yisaseh, which then noshim apturas. There's a pasuk to teach that. Kol mitzvahs lo yisaseh, if it's a mitzvah of refraining from doing something, benches man grum, benches lo yisman grum, echad anoshim, echad anoshim chayovit. So a negative mitzvah not to do something, then whether it's time bound or not, women are also mechuyim. Chutz mi bal tashchis, bal takif. Shaving a beard or shaving sideburns is permitted for women. That's the two loisa says which a woman is permitted because they don't have a regular beard. And about the tamar lemesa, a woman kohen is allowed to tamar herself to dead body, whereas a kohen is not allowed. Those are three exceptions to the rule.